You're listening to the WHO podcast for the week of June 30th, 2007. I'm Ian Simpson. In this episode, new study shows risk of blood clots rises after long travel, although the risk is still relatively low. How to stay safe in the summer sun, and a new WHO Assistant Director General sets out her hopes for improving the health of mothers and children and the communities where they live. This week, WHO published the results of a major study that looked into the risks of developing blood clots, known as deep vein thrombosis, or DVT, following long travel. The study began as a result of concerns over people who became suddenly ill, and in some cases died, after developing a blood clot following a long journey. It was originally set up to look at risks associated with flying, but the study concluded that in fact the risk of developing a blood clot is closely linked with being seated and immobile, particularly for more than 4 hours at a time. Although the risk remains relatively low, at about 1 in 6,000, experts recommend that people should exercise their calf muscles by moving their feet and ankles and avoid wearing tight clothing during travel. Dr. Shanti Mendes was in charge of the study.
The risk is twofold for venous thrombosis for any form of travel: air, bus, car, train, any form of travel. The important factor is immobility. So what you need to do is try and be mobile, try and move yourself, particularly your feet and your legs. If there is an opportunity, walk about when you get the chance and when it is safe.
Dr. Shanti Mendes. News reports in Europe this week have been full of worries about the weather. In southern Europe, unusually hot weather has seen temperatures touching 45 degrees Celsius. Further north, cold weather has been accompanied by torrential rain and flooding. But in theory, at least, this is summer in the northern hemisphere. And with the arrival of summer comes an increasing risk of skin cancer. Every year, as many as 60,000 people die from skin cancer. Most of those deaths could be prevented if people took steps to protect themselves from the harmful effects of the sun. Dr. Maria Nera runs the WHO Department for Public Health and the Environment.
What we are recommending is to be wise in the way we are exposed to this sunlight. People is going now on holiday, so what we want them to do is just to be careful. Children should be kept outside the sun, especially if they are very small. But this is about everybody, and everybody's concerned about this. Obviously, children and very old people are much more vulnerable, but people with a very white skin will be as well very much at risk.
We know that our children like to be outside in the sun. We can't stop them from playing in the sun. So what are the kind of things that we can tell them in order to prevent them from putting themselves at risk?
Clothes. Put them the right clothes, protect them. Obviously, you have to put a cream as well, sunscreen, and your hat. And you have to make sure that they are not playing outside, maybe during the most difficult hours of the day. But for the rest, let them enjoy playing outside, but always very well protected. And be careful. If you put sunscreen, make sure that every 2 hours you renew this protection.
Dr. Maria Nera. Daisy Mafubelu recently joined WHO as the Assistant Director General for Family and Community Health. She's a citizen of South Africa and previously worked at the Permanent Mission of South Africa in Geneva. When she came into the WHO studio, Chris Powell asked her about her own background.
Well, I come from what I describe as very humble beginnings, from the grassroots as a nurse and midwife, having seen the joys and tragedies of childbirth, for example. And having seen all those things, I came up through the ranks. I've been given an opportunity to teach nursing in all its aspects. When South Africa came out of apartheid, when it went into the first democratic elections, I was given another opportunity to get involved in the restructuring of the health department to ensure that its various fragmented apartheid administrations were made one that will serve all the peoples of South Africa together. And that's when really I became involved in the management of health services.
What are your qualities, do you think, which mean that you can have this very grassroots background and then follow it through to highest management?
I've been a person that always wanted challenge, always wanted to see if I could meet certain challenges, and I'm sort of motivated by pressures, by challenge. I'm also a person that had been involved in a number of structures that were looking at change, and I was always there when something was happening, and I've always been willing to accept responsibility. And I would say to myself, if somebody comes to me and asks me to do something, it means they've seen something in me that says, we think she can do it. And if they think she can do it, I think I can do it. So I grab up those challenges and I move forward.
Because you've actually, within the family and community health cluster, I mean, you've got probably one of the greatest challenges, the child mortality, mm-hmm. 11 million children a year. I mean, it's just colossal. And nobody seems that bothered. What are the sorts of things you can do to get that onto the agenda?
One important thing will be to advocate, to keep repeating these numbers that you have said, 11 million children, to keep saying to people who are losing more than 500,000 women due to childbirth and due to, you know, things that could easily be prevented.
How important are innovations like the Partnership for Maternal, Newborn and Child Health, which is now hosted within WHO? How important are these kind of initiatives?
It's a very important partnership because it brings together almost 130 partners that were previously working. Although they may have collaborated, they were working more as individual entities. And now bring all of those together, as well as the UN bodies such as WHO, UNICEF, UNFPA, World Bank, under one umbrella to tackle maternal child health and newborn health. That particular structure is very critical.
Daisy Mafubelu. Thanks for listening to the WHO podcast. For the latest public health news and more information about WHO's work, visit our website at www.who.int.